This is the Bluegrass Hour on Country Radio Switzerland. Thanks for listening to our country radio.
Hi, I'm Bela Fleck, and you're listening to the Swiss Bluegrass Music Association Bluegrass Show on Country Radio Switzerland.
For a long time now, I've been roaming, aimless through the hills and valleys too, certain that uncertainty is all ever certain, doing what I don't know how to do. I'm just looking for a place where the water's not poison, looking for a place to call my own, looking for a place where I'm not drowning in the noise, and I can lose the scuffling blues that I have known. I'm just looking for a place to call my home. wondering if I'll find some other peace of mind and drop what shouldn't matter anymore. I'm just looking for a place where the water's not poison, looking for a place to call my own, looking for a place where I'm not drowning in the noise and I can't lose the scuffling blues that I have known. I'm just looking for a place to call my home. You're going to take, so I'll take what I hold dear and head on out of here, start roaming towards a new kind of mistake. I'm just looking for a place where the water's not poison, looking for a place to call my own, looking for a place where I'm not drowning in the noise and I can't lose the scuffling blues that I have known. I'm just looking for a place to call my home. I'm just looking for a place to call my home.
Meer willkommen zu der SBMA Bluegrass Show auf Country Radio Switzerland. Ich bin der Kent Miller. Heute haben wir ein grosses Special, und zwar Bela Fleck ist da, oder ich habe mit ihm geredet, besser gesagt. Er ist einer der grossen Banjo-Spieler auf der Welt, und am 7. Februar ist er da mit anderen Spitzenleuten in Kaufleuten Club um 20 Uhr, macht ich dort mit in Zürich. Er sagt, die Leute, die mit ihm kommt, sind state of the art, also wirklich, man würde sagen, der höchste Stand im Moment von Fähigkeiten. Und wir lassen ihm gerade die Band vorstellen. Vorsichtig, gut zuhören. Es gibt etwas zu gewinnen heute.
I'm really excited to be bringing one of the best bluegrass bands maybe that's ever been to Zurich and on this whole European tour. Musicians have all won multiple awards, a lot of them have won Grammys, and are just at the state of the art of their instrument, every one of them. The names are Mark Schatz on bass, who I've played with since I was 18, 19 years old, so a good 40-something years. And then Brian Sutton on the guitar, Harold is one of the great guitarists that's ever been in bluegrass music. Sierra Hall, same thing on the mandolin, unbelievable mandolin player. Then we also have Michael Cleveland, who's considered one of the greatest fiddle players we've ever had, who's really an old soul, has been playing this music his whole life, and really understands the old music in a very profound way. And then we have Justin Moses, who is a multi-instrumentalist and vocalist who covers all the bases, so we can have double fiddles, double banjos, and he's a great dobro player, holy cow. So that's going to be the band, and we'll be playing a lot of music from an album called My Bluegrass Heart, which is music that I wrote, starting with bluegrass, but with a lot of influence from jazz and classical and all the different kinds of musics that I love. Thank you.
Da haben wir gerade das Lied von der CD My Bluegrass Heart von Baylor Fleck und es heißt Hug Point, also Hug wie umarmig und Point wie Punkt. Auf jeden Fall ist das mit Molly Tuttle und Sierra Hull eben zwei ganz große Gitarristin Molly und der Mandolinenspieler Sierra Hull. Und Sierra Hull wird in Zürich sein. Und das erste Lied, das wir gehört haben, ist von Sierra Hull heute Abend. I'll Be Fine for the CD Weighted Mind. Der Baylor Fleck hat gesagt, die neue CD ist ein Community Project, also viele Leute, die der Search nicht immer spielt und ganz verschiedene und viele, die mitkommen auf Zürich.
My Bluegrass Heart was very much of a community album. It started out with me trying a new band that I'd never tried before for a few songs and loving it, loving the change from playing, you know, not so much with my old pals that have been there for the last 40, 50 years that I've been playing music, but a lot of the new faces, the new younger great players. But after I started to record, I thought, why do I have to choose? Maybe I can have everybody. And I started mixing and matching and collaborating with a lot of different musicians. So I would say the record truly is the state of the art of bluegrass instrumental playing. The record is very instrumental. In other words, there's not a lot of vocals or there's not any vocals on the record, but on the live show, we are doing some bluegrass and we're going to do some, we'll probably do like a mini set in the middle of classic traditional bluegrass, just because I know people won't get to hear it played like this very often in this part of the world.
Das könnt ihr Bleistift geholen, weil nach den nächsten Liedern tun wir Tickets verlosen. Alles ist auch auf Facebook-Seite, und zwar vom Country Radio Switzerland. Und von meiner Seite kennt Miller Bieberstein große Gelegenheit, um die Musik zu hören. Er sagt, auf der Platte ist alles instrumental, aber sehr wichtig für uns am Konzert, weil die alle gute Sänger aussehen, die Leute, die mitkommen, macht er in der Mitte ein schönes Set, wo die auch singen und vielleicht Bluegrass-Lieder machen, die wir kennt von anderen Seiten. Auch natürlich Spitze. Er hat den Mann von Michael Cleveland erwähnt, als alte Seele. Er versteht die alte Sache und er macht auch CDs, er hat eine Band. Und wir hören von ihm Luxury Liner mit Jason Carter als Lead Vocalist for The Loving of the Game, seine letzte CD. Michael Cleveland, der große Fiddlespieler. Und nachher hören wir den Gitarrist, der mitkommt, Brian Sutton. Und er singt Anyhow, I Love You. Und der Bassspieler, hören wir auch in der Mitte von dem Set. Er ist ein wunderbarer Bassspieler, der kann alles machen. Der spielt aber auch Banjo, Oldtime Banjo. Der tut Tanzen und er tut Hamboning, wo man mit der Hand auf den Körper klopft und der Rhythmus macht zu einem Lied. Ganz, ganz gewaltig. Vielleicht macht er das auch zwischen ihr an dem Konzert, wer weiß. Von ihm hören wir 90 Degrees. Zuerst kommt Luxury Liner. Das kennen wir von Emmylou Harris und Maik.
Well, the Luxury Liner, 40 tons of steel. No one in this whole wide world knows the way I feel. I've been a long, long soul for a long, long time. Yeah, I've been around. Everybody ought to know what's on my mind. You think I'm lonesome, so do I, so do I. My baby's let me down. You think I'm lonesome, so do I, so do I. Thank you. of steel. I don't find my baby now, guess I never will. I've been a long, long soul for a long, long time. Yeah, I've been around. Everybody ought to know what's on my mind. You think I'm lonesome, so do I, so do I.
When all you can And every day it gets just a little bit better. And half of getting there is going where I've been before. And I know you understand. Side and find I haven't lied about nothing. And I wouldn't trade a tree for the way I feel about you in the morning. Anyhow, I love you. Just you wait until tomorrow when you wake up with me at your side and find I haven't lied about nothing.
Also, jetzt verlosen wir zweimal zwei Tickets für das Konzert am 7. Februar in Kaufleuten Club, also mitten in Zürich, um 8 Uhr zu oben. Wenn ihr die Tickets wollt, dann einfach jetzt eine E-Mail schicken, und zwar auf bluegrass, also ein Wort, at countryradio.ch. Alles Englisch, bluegrass at countryradio.ch. Als Betreff einfach Tickets oder Billet, dann Name geben, Adresse, ob der ein Ticket wand oder zwei. Ja, der Bele fragt, wie es Chorus zum Banjo. Er hat mit 15 Banjo entdeckt. Er ist in New York City, wo ganz, ganz viel wunderbare Musiker da waren, Jazzmusiker, Bluegrass, Folk-Szene ist noch in den 60er Jahren.
I've been playing the banjo since I was 15. Before that, I played guitar, but I didn't play very, very well, and I didn't play with a lot of intensity. But when I first got that banjo, I became very, very fixated on it, and I'm still fixated on it, you know, many, 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 many years later. And I guess that keeps me working on it and keeps me growing as a musician. Also, I grew up in the 60s, 1960s, and there's a lot of great music happening in New York where I grew up, which was not a bluegrass hotbed, I have to say, although there were some great players around. It was a place to hear people like Chick Corea and hear great rock bands and classical music and all kinds of music, as you can expect in a big city like New York. So I got attracted to all of it, and I loved the banjo, even though I wasn't so sure about bluegrass music itself. I just liked the sound and the possibilities of the banjo. And as my life went on, I became a big, big fan of bluegrass, but also looking for the edges of it, the things that I can do that that feel unique and that are different from what have been done before. My wife Abigail is a banjo player, but she plays the clawhammer banjo, and that's an older style that is more closely related to the African origins, because we have to remember the banjo came over to the Americas from Africa through the slave trade, which is, of course, horrible. But this is where it ended up, and it became a huge piece of American music, a huge central starting locus to the music.
Here we go.
1, 2, 3.
Thank you.
die haben sicher den Applaus gehabt im Studio, wie man hört. Und das Lied hat geheißen Tentacle Dragon. Auf jeden Fall haben wir 2x2 gratis Tickets zum Verlosen. E-Mail schreiben: bluegrass@countryradio.ch. Einfach sagen Tickets im Betreff und Adresse, Name und vielleicht bist du der Erste. Die Bela kennt so viele Leute und spielt mit Leuten überall auf der Welt, aber ich habe einen Glück gefragt, machen wir Liz Meyer. Sie ist eine Sängerin von Washington D.C. und sie war lange in Holland und ist viel in der Schweiz und überall in Deutschland. Und wir haben den Blausch mit ihr und sie hat ein Album gemacht, wo der Bela Fleck sogar Banjo gespielt hat drauf und er weiß es noch.
Yes, I remember Liz very well from my days in performing in Washington D.C. at the Birchmere, which is where a lot of bluegrass musicians met to perform and to connect. And with Newgrass Revival, we were all friends of hers, and I think we even played on some of her records. And she was a sweetheart and died much too young. Very sad. It seems like forever, and it also feels like yesterday.
Wish the wind would pick me up and carry me away. Sometimes pick me up and set me free. Sometimes I wish the rain would wash me clean across the sea. I'll go where love can't follow. Keep your heart away. Keep your heart away. Keep your heart away from me. I'm not even sure why my heart beats anymore. I'm not even sure love should be. Does it have to fade with the passing of the days? Or something missing in me. Sometimes I wish the wind would pick me up and carry me away. Sometimes pick me up and set me free. Sometimes I wish the rain would wash me clean across the sea.
Das ist Liz Meyer von der CD The Storm mit Bela Fleck und Banjo.
As far as the songs, these are tunes that I felt you know, would sound great with this kind of a band. I write a lot of different music, from classical music to jazz to bluegrass to a lot of other, you know, stuff that defies description, I guess. And in this case, I tried to pick tunes that fit each person, especially as I realized I was going to be having a lot of different people playing on the record. So some things are more traditional, some things are wildly on the edge of bluegrass. And I like the whole diversity factor. I think bluegrass doesn't have to be one thing. It can be a lot of things. And it has been a lot of things over the years.
Unglaublich, was alles macht und schrieb. Und gesagt, Tatsachen sind unbeschreiblich, keine Kategorie. Und ein Lied, wo gesagt hat, hätte gern, weil Stimme innerhalb vom Lied mit speziellen kleinen Maschine auf der Banjo, heißt Strider, und da ist wieder Molly Tuttle und Sierra Haldeby und die andere. Bluegrass at countryradioswitzerland.ch, wenn ihr die Tickets noch wollt. Thank you. fascinerende die Musik von Bela Fleck und seine Band. Und zum Schluss habe ich ihn gefragt, ob er Jens Krüger kennt, oder, wo in der Schweiz aufgewachsen ist. Und die haben ähnliche Sachen, die tun beide Banjo weitergeben, die tun Banjo experimentieren, weiterbringen, manchmal auf der äußeren Seite von Sachen, die man kennt. Er erzählt noch von seinem Banjo-Camp, das er schon viermal gemacht hat, einmal im Jahr. Und das ist ein riesiger Erfolg. Und ich glaube, das Konzert und die Tour in Europa wird auch ein Erfolg sein. Hoffentlich sehen wir uns dort. Es wird ein wunderbarer Abend sein, mitten im Winter. Auch die Tickets müssen kaufen, ist nicht so schlimm. Wir sehen uns dann dort. Dann können wir die wunderbare Band geniessen. Die Leute, die kommen mit ihm. Und die neue CD und die neue Lieder. Thanks, Bela, for your time and your management. And Conrad, er hat Bela nach Zürich gebracht. Ich sage es jetzt, vielen Dank fürs Zuhören. In einer Woche wieder, wenn der Wand. Ich bin der Kent Miller, das ist Bela Fleck.
Yeah, Jens is a marvelous musician. And wow, yeah, he's got a lot of talent, a lot of abilities and a real cool brain. He likes to think a lot about the banjo and the way it works and the mechanics of it, which I love as well. But he may even be more that way than me. He also thinks in terms of the banjo as a musical instrument rather than just a participant in bluegrass music. So he writes music for string quartets and other situations. I don't even know all the things he does, and he doesn't know all the things I do, but we are kindred spirits, and I have a very fondness for him. I'm always happy to hear him play, and also very happy to hang out with him when we're together. But yeah, we have similar goals. I mean, I really love pushing the banjo and finding things that I've never done before, and hopefully that the banjo hasn't done before a lot of the time as well. I also, as I could become an older player, I start to prioritize teaching. And so for a long, long time, I didn't teach just because I didn't have time. I was so busy with my career. And if I finally got home off the road, I had to do my laundry and I had to get a break, and I might even want to write some music or practice for the next gigs that were coming up. So I didn't teach for decades, many decades. And then more recently, I was inspired by a great musician named Zakir Hussain, who's an Indian musician, plays the tablas, maybe the greatest ever. But at any rate, he made a commitment to teaching, and the way he did it is he had one major teaching event a year, a tabla camp, which was always, people would gather to get to spend time with him, and he would build the community of the tabla folks there. And I thought about that, and I thought, well, that might be the way I could do it, because I can definitely make space in my calendar and brain space and bandwidth to teach, because I want to, and I want to pass on the things that I've figured out and share the community of the banjo. So I started doing a banjo camp. We've done four of them now, and they've been lovely experiences. And I get to bring my teacher, Tony Trishka, and three other wonderful banjo players that all teach different things. They're great teachers, too. And we have about 100 students in North Carolina, which is where Bluegrass Banjo started with Earl Scruggs. And it's really fun. And yeah, I love my world. I love what I get to do. And I really love that I'm finally going to get to bring a bluegrass band at the level that I love over to play for you guys. Looking forward to it. See you soon. Bye.